morning, everybody. My name is Kelly Ertis. I am coming to you live from in my home this morning. And I am here to talk to you guys today about some family and consumer science education information that you can start incorporating into your daily schedules for your children and secondary students as well. So today I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about the importance of creating a routine for your children and students, as well as for yourself to keep your sanity. And I'm also going to talk to the kids about some activities that they can do around the house and ways in which they can help out and learn through some life skills. So first thing I'd like to start out with is obviously talking about the importance of creating a routine for everybody. Kids, this one is for you. This is your activity to do. So obviously you guys know every day that you go to school, you guys have a routine. It's really important that you share that routine with your parents and talk to them about what your routine looked like when you were at school so that you can try to match that as best as possible at home. So, for example, one of my children, I have a son, his name is Bryce, he is 9 years old, and one of his favorite things that he said in the morning was when they all got to share some things in the morning at circle time. So if that's something that you really like to do, whether you do it at your breakfast table or you do it at lunch or you do it sometime in the morning in the living room while mom's having her coffee, that's a really great time to just talk about what you guys have planned for the rest of the day, things that you liked that you did the night before, and some activities or things that you would like to learn throughout the rest of the week. So for us, that looks like coffee in the morning for mommy while we sit around in our living room and plan our day. Obviously, you guys know that taking an ownership of your learning is really important as we move forward. So be sure to share with your parents the activities that you really like to do, some new things that you would like to learn. For my secondary students, this one's for you guys. It's time to take ownership and start making choices. You guys have a lot of different things that you can be doing in order to help out around the house, help your parents, and start incorporating that on your own mentality as we move into this online learning platform. So, moving forward, here are some activities for all of my elementary students that you guys can start helping do and start helping your parents do around the house and learning some new different things that you can start incorporating into your daily lives. So one of the things I'm going to suggest to you guys is create a chore chart. Create a chore chart of some things that you like to do and some things that you don't necessarily like to do, but you'd be willing to do. So whether this be a daily chore chart or a weekly chore chart, in our house, we have a daily chore chart and a weekly chore chart so that all of my children know what's expected of them daily and things that are also expected of them weekly. So one of the things you can offer to do to start out your day each morning is to make your bed. That's super simple. Throw the sheets up and get your day started. Another thing that you could do is help out with laundry, whether you're just putting your clothes away, sorting, moving things from the washer to the dryer. These are all things that you can do daily, especially now that we're all home and stuck indoors. Laundry is something that's going to pile up more frequently. Also, offer to take out the garbage. Maybe you're the one that sets the table for dinner. Maybe you're the one that does the dishes at the end of a meal. All of these things are really simple things that you can do in order to help out around the house and incorporate some chores daily and weekly. Parents, obviously, you can attach some rewards to these chores getting done. Make sure that they're a part of daily routines. If you incorporate them into the routine, then they become habit. And we all know after about 15 days, anything that we do on a daily basis then becomes habit. So creating that routine and having those kids do those chores on a daily basis are a really great way to start teaching our kids life skills. Secondly, all of our students, and you guys can raise your hands and make sure you share with your parents which one it is that you did, all of our students had behavior charts when they were at school. So whatever method it was that your teacher used, start incorporating that at home as well. Whether they had a stoplight or they had a word, whatever it is that your teacher used, it's okay to incorporate that at home. And students, your job is to share that with your parents as well. So establish some behavior chart or some behavior rules. And parents, have your kids come up with these themselves. Let them take ownership of that. Other things that you can start incorporating, obviously, are etiquette and setting the table. So simple little things that kids can do around the house that can help you with meal times or anything like that. So, for example, all of my children are required to remove their plate whenever they're done eating from the table so that I don't have to do all of that. And each night we rotate who's going to set the table for dinner. And mealtime is a really great time right now for everybody to get together and spend some time. So create those different activities for the kids to do and rotate that throughout the kids so that they are all taking ownership within your house. Cooking and baking. This is a great opportunity for kids to start learning how to navigate their way around the kitchen, whether it's helping prepare the meal, cleaning up from the meal, baking cookies for everybody. All of those things incorporate a lot of different life skills that are very important for kids to know how to do. Just yesterday, I taught my son how to make chocolate chip cookies. And for the first time, he learned how to use the oven. We used a lot of measuring utensils. He learned how to mix things together, all of those different things. He didn't necessarily enjoy every piece of it, but he did learn how to do it. And we're going to start incorporating that every single day moving forward. So please include your kids in the cooking and baking. At times it may be challenging. Remember, they are learning parents, so be patient with them. But for our kids, guys, this is a great opportunity to make something for your family and enjoy it all together. Also, kids, you guys can help out with the grocery list. You know what's usually needed around the house. So when you run out of ketchup, start a grocery list. Every one of us has been dealing with having to cook a lot more from home. So you guys taking some ownership of what things you like, what things you want and need, that's really important for your parents to know as well. So help out with those grocery lists. Also, parents, this is a really great time to teach your kids about what needs are and what wants are. I know in our household right now, we're doing a lot of, is that a need or is that a want, especially with the budget being a little bit tight. So for all of our elementary students, this is a great time to incorporate that needs versus wants list, things that can be earned, things that we obviously need around the house, and teach them a little bit about budgeting and what budgeting looks like, whether it be for groceries or special things, activities, movies we're all watching now that cost money, all of those different things. So teach kids a little bit about needs versus wants, and kids, make sure to ask your parents what that means. Also, let's take a look at some healthy habits that we can be doing. We can all be trying to make really good choices right now as far as healthy habits go. So incorporate exercise or physical activity into every single day. If it's a rainy day, see if you can find something on YouTube where you could do a yoga exercise or a little bit of dancing, some type of physical activity that you can incorporate into your day. Also, food choices. Now that we're all eating a lot at home, it's really easy to go for all of the sugary snacks and all of those different things. So let's talk about making good for your body choices. That's what we use here at our house. So when we're making choices as to what kind of snack we want, I always say to my kids, is that good for your body? And then they usually have to make some healthy choices before they're allowed some other choices. So balance eating and snacks while you're at home to make sure you are making some good for your body choices. All right, now moving on to my secondary students. A lot of different things that you guys can be doing moving forward, whether you're in 9th, 10th, 11th, or 12th grade, there's a lot of really great things you guys can be helping out with. One of the things that I'd like you to start taking a look at is meal planning. Because most people are eating a lot from home right now, it's really important that you're planning out your meals, prepping those grocery lists, and learning how to budget as we move forward, because it is taking a toll on a lot of budgets right now. So meal planning, creating those grocery lists, there's lots of different resources for you out there on the internet. Meal planning for a whole entire week, or your meal planning day by day, whatever it is that you need to do, this helps out with the routine a lot. So be sure to incorporate meal planning into your every week so that you're meal planning for the following week. And this takes a lot of stress off of parents as well. So kids in secondary, help out with that meal planning. Make it part of your, you know, educational routine every week so that your parents have a little bit of stress taken off of them, as a lot of us are home and helping out. Secondly, budgeting. Creating some budgeting spreadsheets, learning how money comes and goes. If you are one of my high school students, 10th, 11th, and 12th graders, you guys are really learning how to budget right now, whether you're, lost hours at work or you're not working, all of those different things. Right now is a really good time to take a look at how much money has to go out each month and then what other money is left over for those wants that we all have. But right now it's really important to focus on those needs. So be sure that you're taking a look at the budget for yourself. And if your parents are willing to teach you a little bit about budget, maybe take a look at the family budget as well and see where your needs are and where our wants are, so that we are not overspending at a time when we really should be balancing those needs and wants. Also, laundry, guys, this is your job. All of my secondary students should be taking on the duties of laundry, whether it's washing, drying, folding. These are all things that you're going to have to know how to do later on in life anyway. So now's a really great time to incorporate that. We do laundry in this house 3 times a week minimum, especially now that we are all home and wearing, there's 4 of us in the house right now. So, 2 outfits a day, we're going through laundry like crazy. So make that part of your routine, guys, of getting laundry done, putting it away, organizing your room. What a great time to really clean out your room, organize things, and make it your space since you're going to be spending a lot of time at home. So get that room organized. Get rid of stuff that you don't wear anymore. Get rid of things that you don't use anymore. All of those really great ways in order to make that space a little bit more comfortable for you moving forward. Also, guys, let's talk about setting the table and etiquette. This goes just for you as it did the elementary students. It's a really good time for you guys to start learning how to do these things and taking some responsibility around the kitchen. Wouldn't it be great if you made dinner with your parents? Wouldn't it be great if you helped out in the kitchen with dishes and setting the table and cleaning up and all of those different things, as now we're preparing more and more meals in the home as opposed to eating out? Financial literacy, guys, go learn some new things about how to write checks, how to create a budget, all of those things that you're going to need when you go to graduate high school. For my seniors, this is the time right now to start figuring out where you're going to be going, what you're going to be doing, and financial literacy moving forward is really important. There's a ton of different resources out there for you. If you go check out EverFi, EverFi, that's a fantastic resource. There's modules there that will walk you through. Also, for you guys, just as elementary students, because you do know better, healthy habits are really important right now. You guys need to make sure that you're getting some physical activity on a daily basis. This is, a time when a lot of us just want to sit down and watch movies and watch, all of our programs and TV and play on electronics. But you need to get out and move around. You need that exercise. Your body needs the vitamin D from the sun, and it needs that fresh air that we can get outside and get now. So get yourself moving every day. Make it part of your routine. Schedule it in. Go for a walk. Whatever it is to get your body moving, you need to start doing that. Also, just like elementary students, make choices that are good for your body. So make those healthier choices when it comes to what you're eating. Prepare your food as opposed to hopefully, not microwaving everything, those pre-prepped meals. Learn how to work through that. It's about reading a recipe, guys. So go find some recipes that interest you and then make that as part of your meal plan. You don't have to do it every night, but it's a really good time to start incorporating healthier meals into your diet since you're going to be eating from home a lot. Also, the last thing is going to be time management, and this is a huge one. A lot of us are not used to this online learning platform, so learning how to manage your time right now is really important. So I'm going to suggest that you also, just like we're asking the elementary teachers to do with their parents or elementary students to do with their parents, create a routine for yourself on the daily. Give yourself time for electronics and relaxation. Give yourself time for physical activity. Give yourself time that's set aside for your schoolwork. And then give yourself also some time in order to relax and enjoy the outside or, any of those different activities that you like to do. So hopefully a lot of that will help you move forward and get some life skills incorporated into your routines daily. Again, my name is Kelly Ertis. I teach family and consumer science up at the high school. And I hope all of you can take some of this information and walk away with it. And enjoy the next couple weeks with family.